Does this scenario sound familiar? Your daughter spends weeks begging you to sign her up for a gymnastics class. And you agree, you write the check, and she goes to her first lesson with such energy and enthusiasm. And I think you know where this is going. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. That's right, you're just a few classes into gymnastics, and your daughter's attitude, well, it begins to change. She's had enough and wants to quit. It's too demanding, she might say. But you've already spent a couple of $100, and there's, well, another 6 weeks to go. If you face this dilemma, you've probably wondered, when a son or daughter wants to give up on an activity, should you let them quit, or should you make them finish? Well, according to Dr. Paul Reiser, the answer depends on your child's track record. If they have a habit of starting but not finishing things, it might be best for them to stick it out. Since they tend to give up easily, learning to keep their word and hang tough when things get hard is an important life lesson. On the other hand, if your child usually finishes what they start but is miserable in this particular situation, letting them quit could be a good choice. The willingness to try new things and deal with struggle is an important life skill they need to develop. But so is admitting that certain activities just aren't an ideal fit, and moving on to new and better horizons is the best choice. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, this is Dr. Greg Smalley with Focus on the Family. If you're married, you know it takes work for two lives to become one. Your wins and losses are often tied to who you are and how you work together. The Focus on the Family Marriage Assessment provides a combined report that considers your individual strengths, areas of growth, and how unique people like you can better come together. To get started on your marriage assessment, visit MarriageStrengths.com. That's MarriageStrengths.com.